This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney a letter to Ron Byron, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Lisa Robinson, please note the following medical letter, period. Lisa is L-I-S-A, last name R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. On March 5th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as took the history directly from the client via telephone, period. The patient lives in Florida and was unable to travel for an in-person examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 60-year-old female, height 5'10" tall, weight 240 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about January 4th of 2023, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. Another vehicle ran a stop sign forcing the collision, period. An airbag was deployed, period. Her vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was in a passenger car, period. She was jerked and hit her head on the window as well as her knees hitting the dash, period. She had immediate pain in her entire back, comma, headaches, comma, both knees, comma, hips, comma, legs, comma, and ankle, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still having problems in her neck and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with headaches, period. She was treated with physical therapy, comma, injections, comma, and medication, period. The pain is described as constant, period. It is a burning, stinging, and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both arms to the fingertips, period. She is still experiencing headaches every day and was diagnosed as migraines from this automobile accident, period. The migraine pain varies in intensity from 6 out of 10 on a good day to 10 out of 10 on a bad day. It is occipital and diffuse in location, period. The headache pain is described as stabbing and throbbing, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain was treated with injections, comma, medication, comma, and physical therapy, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a burning, stabbing, and stinging pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg to the toes and the right leg to the toes as well, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen in the emergency room at St. Vincent's by ambulance, period. She was treated and released, period. She was put in a neck brace, period. She was seen at Sable Park, that's S-A-B-L-E, Park, P-A-R-K, medical military clinic, saw her family doctor. She was referred to pain management at Apollo, A-P-O-L-O, clinic. She was seen several times, had physical therapy several times, period. She followed up with neurology for headaches, period. She was seen by a neurosurgeon at Total Spine and Brain who did MRIs and advised surgery on the neck was advisable, but the patient deferred this, period. She saw a podiatrist for her foot pain, period. She had injections in her neck and back. And she also had an ablation of her neck, but the pain returned, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has forgetfulness, comma, problems doing housework, comma, exercising, comma, sleeping, comma, focusing, comma, standing over 1 hour, comma, sitting over 1 hour, comma, standing over 20 minutes, comma, and lifting over 20 pounds, period. New paragraph. Medications include migraine medications, comma, pain medications, comma, and antidepressants, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include pain medicine, comma, migraine medicine, comma, exercises, comma, and attend unit, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for arthritis, comma, asthma, comma, allergies, and hypertension, period. She states depression and anxiety have occurred since this automobile accident, period. Past surgical history is positive for both knee surgeries. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient injured her neck approximately 2001 when she was throwing trash. She was treated approximately 4 years with medication and several injections, period. This automobile accident of 2023 has aggravated her pre-existing neck condition by 50%, period. She also has pain down both arms that was present prior to the 2023 automobile accident, and this radiculopathy was aggravated by 40% from the 2023 accident, period. She was told that she did have a herniated disc in the neck in the past, period. Her low back was injured in the past, approximately 2005. She was told that she had pulled muscles. And radiculopathy, period. She was treated several months with physical therapy, period. This automobile accident of 2023 has aggravated her pre-existing low back problem by 50%, period. The pain down both legs is aggravated by 50%, period. The patient feels that the need for neck surgery was caused by the automobile accident of 2023, and had it not been for the accident of 2023, surgical intervention would not have been necessary, period. The patient has only been involved in minor automobile accidents and none requiring any major treatment, period. The patient had a work injury in 2013 where she tore both meniscus in her knees, resulting in surgery, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is unemployed now. She was a teacher in the past, period. She states she did miss work due to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room report. States on physical examination, there was tenderness to the bilateral tibials and paraspinal neck pain, period. The patient was discharged to home. The diagnosis was lower extremity pain bilaterally as well as whiplash, period. This report is January 4th of 2023. States restrained driver of a car driving 35 miles per hour, hit car that ran stop sign, period. She has pain in the neck and lower extremities after being in a moderate speed motor vehicle collision, period. They did x-rays of the left lower leg, which were within normal limits. X-rays of the right lower leg, which was within normal limits. X-rays of the cervical spine show degenerative disc disease with facet degenerative changes, period. Indianapolis EMS, January 4th, 2023. dispatched to an MVC. He has knee pain, midline neck pain, comma, lower back pain, comma, and pain to her knees down into her shins, period. Podiatry note, June 13th, 2024. Patient was in an MVA accident about 1 year ago. Reports pain to the ankles and instability, period. Diagnosis is instability of the right ankle, comma, instability of the left ankle, comma, pain in the right ankle, comma, pain in the left ankle, sprain of the right ankle, and sprain of the left ankle, period. Apollo pain management, April 4th, 2023, presents to the clinic with neck, comma, shoulder, comma, headaches, comma, back dash, had neck pain before accident, underwent procedure for her neck pain, which resolved the neck pain. Accident occurred in Indiana. On examination, abnormalities noted. In the cervical area, assessment one, chronic pain syndrome, two, cervical spondylosis, three, spondylosis of the cervical thoracic region, four, degenerative disc disease, five, cervical algia. Treatment of the chronic pain syndrome, she may benefit by diagnostic therapeutic injection, period. Nerve conduction study of both extremities, no evidence of peripheral neuropathy in the nerve tested above, period. Primary care note, March 8th, 2023, assessment. Included anxiety disorder and migraines without aura, period. The onset was after MVA. Strong Life Chiropractic and Physical Therapy note, August 28, 2024. Constant bilateral foot and ankle pain with burning since MVA in early 2023. Diagnosis is 1, Achilles tendonitis, 2, pain in the left ankle, 3, pain in the right ankle. Imaging x-rays of the cervical spine, September 16th, 2024. Impression, multi-level cervical spondylosis, most pronounced at C5-6. Imaging of the lumbar spine, September 16th, 2024. Minimal spondylosis, period. Total Spine and Brain Institute note, January 9th, 2024. Complaining of constant sharp aching, positional posterior cervical pain that intermittently radiates down her right upper extremity, started after MVC of January 4th, 2023. Assessment is motor vehicle accident, comma, cervical algia, comma, cervical radiculopathy, comma, spondylolisthesis cervical spine, and cervical spinal stenosis, period. Plan. Patient presents with intractable cervical algia and intermittent right upper extremity pains and paresthesias in the setting of right paracentral protrusion at C4-5 and C5-6 with moderate central canal stenosis at C5-6 and above pain upon the hemichord of C4-5, period. There is mild to moderate right neural foraminal stenosis at C5-6. Seen on MRI of the cervical spine without contrast dated October 4th, 2023. She would benefit by decompression and stabilization at C4-5 and C5-6, period. Cervical would involve anterior cervical discectomy and fusion, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of January 4th, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, cervical pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, and radiculopathy, 2, lumbar pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, comma, and radiculopathy. Next number, aggravation of prior neck condition, including radiculopathy, comma, chronic pain syndrome, and herniated nucleus pulposus at C4-5 and C6-7. Next number, aggravation of prior low back condition and radiculopathy. Next number, new onset of migraines. Next number, bilateral knee trauma. Next number, hip trauma. Next number, bilateral ankle trauma, comma, strain, comma, tendonitis and instability. Next number, anxiety and depression, period. The above diagnoses were all directly caused by the automobile accident of January 4th of 2023, period. I would also like to further clarify that her pain and difficulties in the cervical and lumbar regions are an aggravation of her pre-existing conditions in both areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised, as mentioned in my notes, to have neck surgery, period. The need for this neck surgery was certainly contributed to some degree by the automobile accident of January 4th of 2023, but certainly her pre-existing problems in her neck would be a major consideration for this surgery, period. Ongoing medications will cost approximately $115 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some additional neck and back injections would cost approximately $3,500, period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 to 3 years, period. The patient is using a TENS unit, and ongoing supplies for this unit would cost approximately $100 a year, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but have not performed a physical examination due to her occupancy in Florida, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within the reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for this review and also the ability to share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.